Welcome to She's the Problem.
Oi, queridas.
It didn't sound right last time when I said it.
The oi, queridas. No, he's a querida.
What am I supposed to say?
Queridas. It's
Girl.
the same thing, but it doesn't. It's not. It's same, but different.
Savian?
Oi,
Oi.
queridas.
Oi, que, ri, das.
Can you see?
So, with the podcast journey, we have been slowly improving little elements. I think mostly because we were deciding, like, how much time are we going to commit to this? And, like, is it worth spending thousands of dollars? So, yesterday, my sweet baby journeyed on her own out into the tech world to get us some new
I
microphones.
want to tell you,
As you see, we don't have them yet.
we filmed a podcast with Shannon Ford, and I learned so much just
Shannon
watching.
Ford Middleton.
Yeah, excuse me, forgot she got married.
Sorry, James.
Sorry, James. We filmed the podcast with Shannon Ford Middleton. I learned so much just watching her, and she is truly amazing. My baby's doing a photo shoot, and she goes, "Oh, why don't you go to Guitar Center? They have that mic that we're looking for." I'm like, "I got you. You're working. I'm gonna do
Yeah,
something."
mind you, I'm shooting Shannon's maternity photos, and it felt like we shot for years. So, like, when you left versus when you finished, I was like,
I promise you, I lost 10 years of my life. I will never get those 10 years back. I will probably die 10 years early because of the stress I felt. So I walk in. Mind you, I've never been to one. Never been to one. This is my first time. I'm not a musician, so I thought Guitar Center was only for musicians. I walk in, lights going off like we in the club, going crazy. Music, there's so many people there, and I am looking around like I know what the fuck I'm supposed to be looking for. I have no idea other than a picture you sent me
a
and hope.
screenshot of a
Hope
name.
and faith that I will figure it out. So I'm in line, I tell the guy, "Hey, like this is what I'm looking for." He goes, "Oh, sorry, like I'm not the expert in mics, but Alex is your guy. So as soon as he's done, like he can help you out." And I'm like, "Got it."
How long did you wait for Alex?
I probably waited like 20 minutes for Alex.
Oh,
So like
really?
it this is like
Like already long,
yeah,
yeah.
it's already like I'm not having fun. As I'm waiting for Alex, people are obviously testing out their instruments. And I didn't realize that the people going in there like are tuning the bitch. So all of a sudden this man is like jamming,
He's ripping it on the
ripping,
guitar.
yeah, shredding the guitar. And I guess a guy is playing the piano and is trying to like sync up with him. So they are playing like a tune together. So then, and at first I'm like, "Ooh, they're killing it." And then I guess somebody hears that and it's like, "Oh shit," plays the drums. And it's like, drums are loud, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and they don't have the little cover to like not make the sound. So drums are going off, piano's going off, everything's going off. And out of nowhere, this man comes out of the fucking woodwork and he goes, "Yeah." I go, "What the fuck is going on?"
They were having a jam session at Guitar Center. That's what's going on.
Girl, it was crazy. And it felt like a movie because as the guy is singing, and they're singing nothing. They're just, you know, musicians. Y'all do the thing where you go, "Me," and then you like just start vibing. Phones are ringing. And it's all for Alex. This Alex man was a hot commodity. Everybody wanted to talk to him. Finally, I get fucking Alex. And I'm like, "Do you hate your job? Like, do you hate the people coming in here and play music?" And he goes, "Girl, my favorite part is when they leave." And I said, "No, man. Like, I gotta go." I called her immediately after I left. And she goes, "Sweetie, this might be a bad time, but you took my keys." And I go, "No, did I? Did I really take your keys? Because I will fucking literally buy you a new car. Go to the fucking dealership, get a new car. I'm not going to give you the keys."
I know I'm probably like such a hater for that, but live music in places where live music shouldn't be drives me fucking nuts. Like the airport, Nashville's airport. I was coming home from my last flight, and this man is singing the worst cover of like an Elvis song, and he's like doing it real shticky. You know what I mean? Like he's like trying to like play up like an impersonation of some kind, and I just like wanted, no, it was Johnny Cash, which is even worse. And he's like doing this real deep like drama, and I wanted to go over there and unplug his mic.
I just think that you
I'm like, I
should.
just traveled for so many hours. This is the most overstimulating place in the world is the airport. Why are you screaming?
No, I will literally. I took an 8 second video and you can see like it was a jungle. And all of this is happening at the same time, all at once. There's no breaks. It's freaking playing Alicia Keys in the fucking background on the speaker because they're testing the speaker out. It was hell.
You like write a whole like.
No, I wanted to leave a review. I never have left a review in my entire life, and I wanted to leave a review.
Girl, what would your review be? Why are y'all playing instruments at Guitar Center?
I know I sound crazy. I know I sound crazy that you're upset.
No, it's just overstimulating. But they need like maybe a room, like a jam room.
I was down so bad that I drove to Bar Taco where you guys were having dinner, and I walked to the host and I said, "Man, this is real weird. I'm having a real hard day. Is there any way I can leave you my wife's keys? Because she's going to come have dinner here with our friends. And I got to go."
What did he say?
He goes, "Oh." And I'm like, "She'll be here in 7 minutes. And he goes, "You don't want to wait and get you a drink?" I said, "No, DJ, I got to go." I'm like, I literally don't.
I forgot to tell you, whenever we got there, because me and G, our friend Gatton, got there first. As soon as we walked in the door, this man walks up who's like the hostess, mm-hmm. obviously, or the host. Hostess, I don't know. And so I walk in and I'm like, "Hi, how are you?" And I was like, "Can we get a table for three?" And he's like, "Hi, how are you?" And I was like, "Hi, how are you? Like, can we get a table for three?" So I just like said it again. He goes, "How are you?" Swear to God, like his face got all serious, almost like he thought I was being rude. You know what I mean? Like, "How are you?" Like I asked how you are. I'm like, "Sir,
we're not friends."
But not only that, I answered him twice. And then G and me like looked at each other and I was kind of like, that was weird. And then we like go sit down and he's like, "Oh, do you need a table?" Like, you know, whatever. But he was still being nice, but it was just like such an aggressive, like the way he kind of came into it. And so I was like, that was weird. And so we sit down and I look at G and I'm like, did he think that I was being rude? Like what? He like responded so whatever. And he's like, "I don't think he heard you say like, hi, how are you?" the first two times. And I'm like, literally how? And then he comes up to the table and he's like telling us about the menu and whatever. And I was like, yeah. And he kept going. And I was like, so he's on cocaine. Got it.
Yeah.
He's doing hella blow in the back. And then he leaves. And then the actual like waiter walks up. And at every other Bar Taco I've ever been to, you scan the QR code and they fuck off. They don't even talk to you. They come, they bring your food.
Not no more.
There is no communication, no more. He came up to the table and he was like, it was the weirdest, most haunting presence, this man. I thought he was like a ghost. Like he walked up and he was just like so stoic and like no facial expression. And he's like staring deep into my soul. And he's like, "Have you ever been to Bar Taco?" And I was like, "Yeah, I come here all the time. Like, you know, whatever."
You're like,
"Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I've been here recently." And he goes, "Have you been here recently?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then he's like, "How recent?"
Okay, no.
And I was like, what the fuck is going
on? That doesn't sound like DJ. DJ seemed like laid back.
No, this was not DJ. This was not DJ. And so I'm like looking around and I'm like, what is going on? And me and Gatton keep looking at each other because I'm like, are we getting pranked? Like the energy was so weird. And he was like, "Okay, well, we have some new secret menus." And I was like, "Okay, that makes more sense. Like you're trying to tell me like, oh, do you know about our new specials?" But like, there's such a less weird way to say that.
No, you
like,
made
"Oh,
it
do you know
so...
about our new tacos?"
Yeah, you like, made it so weird.
I thought I was getting questioned literally by the feds. And so then he's like, "Okay, well, we have this taco and whatever." And I'm like, "Cool, yeah, thank you. Like, that sounds great." And I'm like trying to be super attentive, like making eye contact, like whatever. Cause I'm just like, the vibes here are weird. And then he's like, "All right, do you all need anything else?" And I was like, "No, we're good. Like, we'll order on the menu or the app." And he's like, "Well, you can also order through me." And I was like, "Do you want us to order through you?" Like, I'm so confused on
like, what
is
do you
happening.
Want from me?
What do you want from me? Then he's like, "Okay, yeah, I'll just add your drinks to your tab." And we were like, "Okay." And then he like walks off and me and Gatton were just like, what the fuck is happening?
No, at first his energy was super hot. And then he came in and he was like, "Oh, I need to slow down."
No, this is a different guy.
Oh, I thought this was the same man.
No, the first guy was on crack cocaine, and the second guy was a ghost. I'm dead serious.
At what point, who gave you my key?
Then this girl walks up to the table with, like, our first round of stuff. And you know I ordered at least six things. So she, like, came up, and it was so funny, because she's like, "The plantains? The corn?"
And you're like...
And I'm like, yeah, she's like, "And then the tacos?" I was like, me as well. She's like, "The trio?" I was like...
"And a salad for the lady?"
Yeah. Perhaps not. And I was like, "And the spicy margarita?" I was like, "That is also me." I mean, swear to God, she brought like,
oh,
she
I
just
know.
Kept being like, what?
Our
like,
friends,
just all on this side.
Yeah, because our friends, like, they'll order like, "I'll get a cucumber and like water, no ice, please."
So she's setting all the stuff down. And I was like, "Oh, by the way, my wife brought in my keys because I forgot them. And she gave them to a DJ." And she's like, "Oh, well, okay. Like, you know, okay." And I was like, "Does he work here?" Every single person is weird. Like their first day on earth. No, you had a weird ass day and I had a weird ass dinner. And I was just like,
What? Okay.
Some days, whatever. Some days you just can't get it right. And that's just part of it. Because before, I feel like I would
Girl, that
melt.
Had you down bad.
No, I was... No, but that makes sense. Guys, I don't know
Guitar Center took her out for the evening.
I wish...
She literally went to sleep.
I wish I could, like, describe every single thing I witness. I feel like I'll never be the same. I'm not kidding. I know I sound so dramatic. And when I hear myself speak, I'm like, wow, you're so dramatic. But it was so bad. I think maybe I am a little bit, I can't say this right, that I'm on the spectrum a little bit.
For sure.
I just think I'm a little off when it comes to sound, when it comes to like.
You get like real bothered.
Yeah, real bothered.
Or you get like overstimulated.
I get overstimulated very easy. Something's wrong with me. I haven't yet been diagnosed, but something's wrong with me. And it's only, I'm the problem. Mm-hmm. I was a problem. They were just jamming, having a good time. But Alex and I did talk, and he did say he hated it, too. So, obviously, yeah. It can't
Even
be
Alex, best buds, honestly.
No, he gave me his card.
Y'all bonded.
And I told Alex, like, when I am dealing with my therapy about my trauma experience, I will call you Alex.
Guitar Center gate.
Because Alex was the best part of the Guitar Center. He did know what he was doing. He helped the sister out.
Oh, it's so funny because I am completely self-taught, and my mom was self-taught, who's the one who got me started. And so, like, when I go into those places, like camera stores, whatever... It's funny because I have so many years of experience, but then like also at the same time, I'm learning too. So then I'm For asking sure. them, I'm like, yeah, like in your expertise, do you, and I always say like, do you have experience with this? Do you know? And I'm like, I'm very well equipped in like the instinct of it all. Like I know what looks good. I know what doesn't look good. I know exactly what my settings need to be at any time and location.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to like the fucking HLG color map and whatever, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
And Alex was asking me things. About the camera.
You're like, baby, I don't know.
And I said, baby, you see what I'm wearing right now? I had like a crop top, like freaking cheetah pants. I said, I don't belong here. I am too trendy and with the vibes to be in this space. I left there in silence. I didn't even put music on.
That's so
funny. I was having a hard time even listening to my own breath. Like that just tells you like.
You know, sometimes, I mean, I don't ever feel that. Overstimulate. I mean, I guess I do.
Yes,
sometimes.
You do.
Like, well, I was about to say with weddings. Like, I feel like weddings are the most overstimulating environment possible. And for some reason, I do really well in that one.
Same. I thrive in those. I don't have a problem being overstimulated with anything to do with work.
Oh, you know what? I do struggle with overstimulation. Parties. It's when the music is not my music, which is so weird. But it's something about I'm very sensitive to sound. And so if I'm in a loud environment and it's a song I like... I'm good, thriving. Everybody could be doing
no, the you're jamming.
Craziest
you're
thing.
In the
I'm
corner,
jamming.
Like...
I'm by myself. I'm in my own little world. But if I'm at like a party or a location where it's like playing a song I can't stand, I get so overstimulated immediately. Put some Taylor Swift on in the mall and I'll kill myself. I'm serious.
Oof, that's rough.
I cannot. Any like singer, songwriter, like real just like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm like.
That's another thing that doesn't go together. I think music at the mall. I don't think
like, you need like elevator music, like something like a little vibe.
I'm talking about
I'm be quiet.
You remember Hollister back in the day?
Oh,
probably still are.
Girl,
it smelled like 10 pounds of perfume.
100%.
And then the music was always
no. They said all five senses on. You're gonna be with a flashlight, can't breathe. I mean, just
oh, I mean, I remember
crazy.
My body image when I go into Hollister, -10. I'm like, okay, big.
Okay, big and large.
Big and large, big back. Get the fuck out of here. This shit don't fit you.
Who is it, though? Abercrombie, they figured out, like, in their dressing
room, yeah.
They have the light that goes all the way to the ground, which is the most genius marketing thing of all time.
And they have the option of, like,
yeah, clicking. It's like, you want to see yourself at sunset? Period. Want to see yourself in the middle of the day? Period.
They just changed that, because that used to not be the case.
Oh, I go in there, and I'm like, damn, this looks good. I leave, and I'm like, okay.
So you I got catfish,
got it.
You get home, it's not a different light.
No.
You're like, oh.
Like, so this is the ugliest thing I've ever worn.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just some things that you experience. I tell her, like, we're not home all the time, but when we are home, we have to get all of these little things, like, run all of the errands. And we're so grateful, don't get me wrong, because I do think it keeps us in track and we get things done quicker. Mm-hmm. But right now, I got expired tags. I need to change my oil in my car. And there's so much to do.
I don't even have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license. Right now.
Ouch. I need to tell them about that. I just recently had a work trip to LA. And I'm pretty sure I'm the brand new owner of a Toyota Corolla.
that I don't know about yet.
100%.
Y'all, I land in LA and I'm going to Ojai. So that's like a 2-hour drive. I get into the airport. You have to take a fucking bus, shuttle, a train, get on a boat to get to the damn car rental center. And I get over there. Took me like 45 minutes on the damn bus. Then I wait in line for 45 minutes to get to the front of the line because we rented, what, Europe car? And my baby does all my bookings for me because I'm challenged when it comes to bookings. I cannot. So I get to the front of this line. I have my little screenshot of my booking number. That's all I know. That's all she wrote. I get there. I come to the desk. And she's like, oh, can I get your... And I'm like someone who's very efficient when it comes to like, what do I need when I get to the front of this line? I already have it out. So I'm like, here's my card. Here's my... I had like my...
passport card.
I have like my little passport ID so you can see like my age and whatever. Because, y'all, my maiden name is still my TSA pre-check. And that's like a whole thing to get that changed.
That's a whole different world too.
Whole different world than my passport, whatever. So I get up there and I give her my stuff and she's like, oh, can I see your driver's license? And I'm like, oh, duh, sorry. And I like go back in my bag. And I'm digging it out, not to be found. And I'm like, so what's the situation if I don't have...
Here you go, can I send you a picture of it?
If I don't have that driver's license. And I was like, I have a photo of it. And she was like, yeah, sorry, no, like, you know, company policy, we can't rent you a car if you don't have your physical driver's license. And I was like, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So I call her and I'm like, what do I do?
And she goes, do you have my driver's license?
As if you're going to
As if I'm like...
Poof it to me.
Yeah, I'm 5 hours away. Like, I mean,
no, by plane.
Like,
so then I realized that, and I'm like asking the lady, I'm like, so what is the alternative? Because I have to get 2 hours from here, and I checked on Uber, it was $300, ho, one way. So $300 there and back, and I would have had to pay for that myself because it's my mistake. So then I'm like, okay, don't know what to do here. And the lady's like kind of looking around, and she's like, well, there is a place around the corner. And just the way she already started, the cadence of her voice, I was like, okay, so this is going to be fucking so sketchy. She's like, so there's a place around the corner. I can give you their number. They might let you rent a car without your driver's license, but there's only maybe one or two places in all of LA that will let you do that. And I'm like, okay, well, can you give me their name? And she's like, yeah, I'll have to write it down for you. Red flag number two.
Number two.
You can't even say it. She can't even say the name. And so I'm like,
okay. She like whispers. She's like,
literally. So then she writes it on a card and then she goes, they're going to come and pick you up. Like, so I'm getting sex trafficked. Cool.
I would have literally walked to Ojai before I ever did that.
No. So then I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, they're going to come pick you up in a car. And I'm like, all right. So then I'm already telling her, I'm like, this is, I'm just take a picture of the guy's face as I get in the car. I'm like, I'm going to go missing here soon. So then he pulls up. He puts my bag in the back, and the car looked like semi-decent, and I also Googled the name that she gave me, and it was called Sakura, in case you ever need it, and it had, like, decent Google reviews, so I was like, okay, like, we'll see. He pulls me around the corner, literally, like, just around the corner. Y'all, this place was ooky spooky. Tumbleweeds. There was a man fighting in the parking lot, two men arguing in the parking lot, smoking cigs. The whole place was covered with graffiti. And we, like, go into this place. It looked like it had been frozen in time from, like, the 40s. It had, like, these weird little chairs, the colors on the wall. And so then I'm like, okay. So then the lady's waiting there. She sees me walk in. She's like, hi, are you looking to, like, rent a car? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, did you come from the other place? You don't have your license, do you? And I was like, yeah, that's me. So then she goes through the process of straight phone calling my insurance company. And then they have to put me on the phone and verify my identity. They're like, hey, we need your what's the last four of your social? What's your birthday? What's your first, middle, last name? Like, I mean, I'm getting fully questioned. And she's like, do you permit me to tell her your personal information? And I was like, sure. At this point, what else am I going to do?
Take it all.
Like, if you want my identity, go for it. So then she puts the phone with the lady. She tells her all the stuff. The lady's like, okay, I guess we can, like, rent you the car.
You give one of the our old address. And I'm sure he said, not it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. Give you the new address, and he goes, not it. And you're like, oh, I guess it's,
I was like,
you know,
we've
whatever.
Been moving. So he finally gets the address right. They're going to pull it around in a minute. You can wait there. I'm sitting there. There's like a trash can knocked over outside, and birds are eating the trash out of it. It was just literally haunted. And so then I'm waiting. The guy pulls the car up. I go outside. It's like a 2005 Toyota Corolla. And I'm like, okay, cool, you know, looks like it drives. And I'm like taking a video of the outside of it to like make sure there's no dents and bumps and bruises. And the guy goes, don't worry about it. There's marks all over the car. They don't care. And I was like, I'm gonna take my video anyways, just in case. I put my suitcase in the back of the car. I opened the back seat to put my camera bag. Girl, someone had for sure had an orgy murder party in the back seat. weird stains everywhere. And I was just like, you know, whatever.
Here I come.
Put my bag down, get in the car. No Apple CarPlay. Couldn't figure out anything in the car. So I'm having to hold my phone to look at my map to get 2 hours away.
You're lucky you even got a car.
Shit show. And then, babe, when I got back to go to the airport, I like finished my trip, come back. I dropped that car off and I just left. I didn't even check out.
No, honestly, I said, you're probably still paying a monthly membership.
No, I own that car. I know I do.
You are probably the CEO now.
I gave them the keys and I was like, whatever, you know, take my identity. I'll see you in a few months. We'll see. See if I see you in court.
I'm very surprised they even gave you a car. Because that to me sounds crazy to give a random person with no driver's license.
I had a picture of it. They did make me send a picture of my driver's license.
No, I get it.
But like,
still,
how do you verify that? You know, moments like that, like the restaurant, the driver's license, you actually feel...
Excuse me, my Guitar Center.
Guitar Center. It makes you feel like you're on drugs. And it also makes you feel like, is this... Life is just surely a little funny video game. Like, this isn't real, right? No,
you're in a simulation, honey.
A simulation.
Stimulation for my fucking heart attack that I for sure had.
Yeah.
Is this...
Where's Ashton?
Come on, boy. Come out. Let's go punk.
But yeah, so we've had some real crazy experiences just in life and traveling. And that also brings us to some of your questions, because I feel like a lot of you asked questions about traveling, like what that's like with our lives.
Also, one of them asked me, are you planning to buy a house in France since you guys are there all the time?
Girl.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what bracket you think I'm in, but I'm not there yet, sweetie.
Honestly, I love it.
I love it. I hope you believe in me for the rest of my life, and I hope I believe in myself. Because that is a dream, obviously, to have a house in France or somewhere in Europe. Honestly, Amsterdam was my favorite, and I think about it all the time. But France makes more sense because it's where we go to most often.
I would love to stay in Amsterdam. Y'all, if you ever see us have an apartment in any other country and we boast about that, we don't made it.
Truly. That's when you know we made it. Another question we got about traveling was, what do we do with our animals when we leave? And that is the hardest part for us because we love our animals so much and we're so obsessed with them.
High maintenance animals.
And we got high maintenance. Like, they're on raw food, baby. Like, we don't play. We got a little...
Can't be outside for more than a couple hours at a time. Like, we don't mess around.
But we do have dog sitters that we trust that stay at our house. That's kind of the best thing we've ever found, was someone to stay at our house. That way the animals don't have their life changed. Because I would feel so bad having... to hop from house to house and taking the animals everywhere. They're home, so they're comfortable.
Our house is very magical too. So I feel like when people come stay here, it's like a little staycation. One of the other questions that you guys asked a lot was about finances and just like the inner workings of our relationship in regards to that. And girl, we share money.
We got one account. Rachel and I are the same exact person when it comes to attachment to money. We have none. I can survive and be happy with $100 in my account or $100,000. I will be happy either way. I make it work. And I think I'm also delusional in the belief when it comes to money. I can have a little bit and I'm like, oh, you want to go get food and spend $200 on this meal? Let's go.
We don't like ever limit our lives because of money, even when we promise it. I think personally, which is like such a girl math thing of me, but I guess because the way I grew up, I've always worked for myself. Never, ever, ever had a consistent paycheck of any kind. So whenever I get a little bit of money, I know how to like make it last for a little bit. And I'm also just used to that like detachment of like, you don't know when it's gonna come. Whenever it does, it's fine. And the more you obsess about it, for me, the less it comes. So I feel like I've always just been like, it'll figure itself out. Money figures itself out. When I need it, it comes to me. Whenever I don't, you know, whatever. It's just like, I'm just very lackadaisical.
Would you agree that from the very jump, you trusted me pretty much with your life when it comes to like finances?
I trust you completely when it comes to money.
And we both have a say. So it's not like I'm the one that runs finances. You know, we obviously talk. And Rachel and I, something we do quite often, clearly we started a podcast, is we talk. We talk about every single decision. By no means are we experts with money. I think that we could be doing so much better with like...
Oh my God, we could save so much money if we didn't just like travel as much as we do.
I think we would save a lot of money if we didn't eat out as much. I think traveling, that's like something we'll never stop. Yeah. Because if I had to buy a flight and that was the only money left in my account, I would buy the flight. I don't give a fuck.
100%.
But when it comes to eating out, and door dashing, it's a little crazy.
We do be dropping some cash. But that's one thing. I would never buy a shirt that was $200 because I'd be like, that's crazy. Like, you know, but I would spend that on a meal and not blink an eye. I'm like, a good meal, an experience. I'm all about an experience.
I know.
I love a nice little restaurant.
Hence why she's like, oh, I'm not expensive. Yes, you are. Because you have to eat three times a day. Three meals a day for Rachel. Right there. $1,000. I'm not kidding.
Girl, like Rach, 300.
Are you bullshitting me right now?
If when have I ever spent $1,000 on food in one day?
You and I and my sister spent $1,000.
That is one time. That's not a daily occurrence.
Whatever. She's expensive and I know it.
I am expensive, but I'm not $1,000 expensive.
And if she's in the mood to shop, it's over for you bitches.
Girl, I shop once a fucking every 6 months.
You're full of shit, babe. You literally have three bags. You went to two different Sephora's and got two.
Sephora doesn't count. Whatever. Sephora is like daily needs.
But truly, I don't care. I don't ever tell you like you can't buy that or.
We're both just very, you're a hobbyist. So you spend your money on like the most, like she got into Legos for a little while. We were spending a good $300 a pop.
And she's a lipster. And what that means, she got lipstick for days. You have different shades, different color, different
matte. All the ways I feel.
I don't even know. Sometimes I wonder.
And look how cute you look wearing one right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't need 17 of them.
Yes, I do. I don't think we've ever argued about money.
No. Sometimes I get stressed with like, because I'm the logistics of things. But honestly, you bring me back to reality real quick. And you're like, babe.
There'll be times where she's like, Rach, like when we were buying this house and we were spending all of our money because we had to redo the whole fucking place. And there was like moments where I'm like, I don't know. Math, it's not really adding on all these bills we have.
So we have to give that guy $17,000.
Like, so we do have to pay him.
And it looks like our account is at $100.
And I was like, you know what? It's fine.
No, and you're like, so.
She's like, no, Rach, it's so not fine. Like, we need to work more. And I'm like, it'll come to us. It does. And it always does.
It always did. Rachel and I are really not the best at math. So when we're doing math problems,
it's honestly a fucking miracle.
It's honestly a little crazy. And my dad and your dad are both like geniuses when it comes to
genius.
Math.
Genius.
When we're playing games and I'm like counting like the points adding up, I'm like, and Wayne already has like the answer to my, he's like, Larissa, you're at 300. And I'm like,
yeah,
I was getting there.
I knew that.
I needed to drag the 3+.
But I can't tell you how much pride it brings me that when I was a kid, my dad was like, Rachel, you have to learn basic math. You cannot live life without knowing all your multiplication tables and long division and whatever. And I was like, Dad, whatever I have to do to never do math again in my life, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's not realistic. Like any job you get, you will be doing math. And I said, watch me.
I had the same thing. And I feel like people that are challenged with math, we're so prideful to like make it out without knowing any math. Because I had a teacher once tell me that. She's like, you won't make it anywhere without this class.
Honestly, we have gotten very far without
math. Look at me now, bitch. I wish I had that lady's number so I can call her. Say, hey, this is Larissa from third block.
I still don't know 7 times 12.
Don't ask me with 8+7. Don't ask me nothing about dragging the Y and the X. But bitch, I fucking made it, you cunt.
Oh my God.
I hated that bitch. She really embarrassed me. And she said that in front of the entire class. Like there's something that teachers would do back in the day to power trip. They would embarrass you and humiliate you in front of the entire class.
I never had a teacher like that.
Oh, I had so many because I was trouble. But whatever.
I only had one teacher that had beef with me. And it was my freaking AP English teacher. And I'm like, girl, she was so mean. And I'm like, why do you hate me so much? And it's because I would draw all day in her class. But that's how I listen.
I used to finesse my way through school so much. I mean,
I could dislocate one of my eyes to look at the person next to me.
I cheated. Oh, girl. I didn't need to do that.
Every test.
I used to. One time, my teacher told me, hey, can you watch the class while I go pee? That was a mistake.
Why you?
I didn't want me. The worst person to trust. Girl, I went through her entire desk, found the Scantron to the finals, and took a picture of it.
You are so bold. The way I was so scared of authority my entire life, I would never.
And the crazy thing is, the whole class saw it. Another question we got that was fun and interesting. What's something that I do that gives you the ick?
The ick? I don't think you'd give me the ick. I mean, you get on my damn nerves sometimes, but like, I don't get the ick. I don't like ever look at you and be like, ew. Actually, when you yell at me. You lose your little temper and start yelling, I'm like,
oof. You act like I scream from the top of my lungs.
When you get like super upset,
But honestly, that's just trauma. Like, when you get really upset and you start, like, getting, like, frantic, that it, but that doesn't even give me the ick. It just gives me anxiety.
Yeah. And I also feel like, but that's how you get, even if I'm not even having a conversation with you and I'm getting, like,
yeah, when you're like, not passionate, but, like, when you get really elevated in a way that feels negative about something, it'd be stressing me out.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with other people's feelings when they're, like, really big. I'm like, whoa.
Slow down.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Because that was done to me, you know.
I get that. For me, an ick, honestly, you're perfect. I have learned to accept you for who you are.
Babe, you have to have something I do that's annoying. Don't be cute.
I feel like I love you so much that there isn't anything you do that actually gives me the ick. But frustration, there's many. The way you are all over the place with tasks. You never finish a task and you really rarely start them. So the task is just there and I'm like, hey, remember? And you're like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. And she doesn't like being told what to do. So God forbid, I remind her. She's like, Larissa, I said I was gonna do it. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but you said that and it's been a week.
Girl, I got ADHD.
But it's not, yeah. We are very respectful of each other and you know.
You don't ever give me the ick.
You just get on my nerves every day. Every single day. There's something you do every day that probably gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
But, girl, I couldn't live without you getting on my nerves. I'd rather have you on my nerves and not have you at
all. Sometimes you get on my nerves so bad that I leave the house to go do a task. And then I'm like, oh, and I wish you was with me.
And honestly, excuse me, give us the room. I love you. You're the love of my life. And with that, that's our gap.
We're home again, if you didn't notice, and now we're celebrating our home experience with a careless yap.
Next episode, which I am so pumped, we are going back to France and Spain.
Also, they keep reporting that it's like so hot and I just feel like I'm gonna have a meltdown, but it's fine.
You're gonna be okay. Something that Rachel and I both love, absolutely love, is having our loved ones experience something we love for the first time. Her and I are like in the corner watching like, oh.
When we took my mom to Paris, I was like.
Exactly. So this time around, we're taking my mom, my dad, my sister, her partner, and my niece and nephew. And bitch, when I tell you I am over the moon and I cannot wait to talk about it in the podcast. It's going to be crazy because it's...
traveling with family is like...
What is it? 8 people?
In general, traveling with people that haven't traveled to a specific place, they don't like know the, you know, whatever dynamic there is always interesting. But then also traveling to Europe where there's only bistro tables of 2 with 8 people is like a whole thing.
Girl, we already started experiencing the struggle, which I don't want to get too deep into it because I cannot wait to talk about it with you guys next week. But even finding a hotel for my poor sister that has 2 beds.
Yeah.
Because in Europe, the rooms are so tiny.
And they said, you guys can stay in separate rooms with the kids.
And I'm like, oh, so my niece and nephew who are 7 and 9, they'll sleep here and my sister and her partner will sleep in the other room. Like, be so for real.
I know. They do things very different.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
And we'll have our new microphones by then?
Yes. We will have new mics.
Guitar Center Core will pay off.
Yeah.
Okay. Ciao, Bella. Love you.
Ciao, Melmore.